You know, all this talk about teacher preparation makes me wonder, what would Matt Damon's mom say about fast-tracking teacher preparation?
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
There is an increase in fast-track programs to bring people into teaching. And the emphasis on a lot of these programs that offer alternative pathways into teaching is much more on techniques and what works and how you get higher test scores, and not on the knowledge base that we need teachers to have in order to be truly effective and successful teachers. One thing is we have to back up and we have to ask, what do we want our teachers to know? And then we would have to say, what is the role of education in society? Is it just to train kids, to control kids, to get them to sit still, obey, and know right from wrong answers and get high test scores? Or is the role of education something much broader and deeper? Because you can narrowly train people, like pigeons, to do various techniques that work. Lots of things work. My evaluation of something isn't based on whether it works or not. I mean, you can slap a kid and get the kid to stop a certain behavior. Hitting kids works. But we have to look a lot deeper. What are we actually trying to accomplish when children come to school? What is it we want them to take away after they've had an experience in school? And it seems to me when we start to look at that, then and we think, okay, we want them to understand what it's like to make decisions as a group, to develop some kind of a sense of morality, internal morality, to have some skills for social and emotional interaction and some empathy and awareness of other people, to have experienced, you know, some kind of democratic decision-making. And yes, we want them to learn content, of course, in math and science and literature and social studies. But content is always developing and changing. So more than just learning facts and content that we know at this immediate moment in history, we want them to be able to love learning and to always be able to learn more and to want to learn more and to know how to learn more. So that's a different kind of education. That has to do with the capacity to be a learner and the capacity to love learning. So to my thinking, every teacher needs a master's degree. That is my opinion, because when I think of the amount of background a teacher has to accomplish to be a really expert teacher, you know, it includes knowledge of the role of education in society, knowledge of the history of education, philosophies of education, understanding how we human beings learn, and what does the learning process actually look like, how do humans make sense of new information, and how does the teacher play a role in the development of cognitive growth. We have to understand human development, because children develop in different ways at different times in their development, when they're little and when they're in middle elementary school and when they're going into adolescence, their cognitive development and social and emotional development are very different. So how we teach them has to interact with those developmental variations. And their brains are changing at all of these stages of development, so we have to understand something about neuroscience so we can know how to work with their brains most effectively. We have to understand pedagogy. What is the art of teaching? How do we do it? We need content areas. We have to learn math. We have to learn science and literature and social studies. But knowing how to teach them, that's really the art of teaching. And that's something way more complicated than just having the facts and transmitting the facts to kids. It's knowing the art of engaging a learner and a thinker in ways that this information is going to be meaningful and make sense. And all of that, it's an art and a science to be able to teach. And all of that requires a vast amount of background to be able to do it well. And a lot of experience trying to put it into practice with guidance from mentors. So, you know, these fast-track schools, what are they teaching? Something far more superficial than what I just described. And, you know, we end up with learners who, what, are alienated, who know facts, but they don't have capacities to learn more. They just know right and wrong answers, which aren't even very significant. Information's changing so fast. So, no, I'm not in favor of them, and I think they're not... They're one more, piece of the puzzle that is deprofessionalizing education and watering it down and making it much less exciting and interesting for children and young people.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.